This is called the Way of Fear. I don't think you understand the fear, she says. To walk into a foreign, sterile place where strangers speak a foreign language to you, assuming you understand. There's paperwork that you sign, practically half-blind. There's medication that you take, not understanding the mechanisms. And of course there's money that you pay for tests and scans. And of course you spend the money, because amidst the slew of strange words are a few familiar ones. Worry, pain, death, precautions, risks, side effects. I don't think you understand the weight, I tell her. We start off and we carry this dream, and it's all we've ever wanted, and then we get in, and we get the white coat, but make no mistake, not a day goes by where we are not forced to earn it. Earn it in early mornings and studying through meals and in the hours we spend alone in our rooms, wrapped in our blankets at our desks with our lecture notes, deciding which parts of us we need to sacrifice and which parts we should guard. And we love it, it's true. The love is real, yet we are told it gets harder. We will breathe in your pain and breathe out our comfort. We will bend over your open abdominal cavity for hours, straining our backs, and then meet your family out in the hallway, hearing them say as we leave, I wish she cared a little more. It is our calling, to carry your weight on top of our own. When you're fearful, we won't be. We will help you. When we go home, we'll continue to think about you. If we did the right thing, said the right thing. So if I don't understand your fear or don't address it correctly, I apologize. But I hope you know that we do carry you with us. We work hard to know you in order to do our best for you. We will tell you the truth. We will defend you and fight for you. And if you need someone to hold your hand, we can do that too.